The Assassin.
You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, before we get into things, I did just drop a new lyric video for my single Crazy Bars. You can check that out on my official YouTube page, youtube.com/KatieTrop. Or you could go to my official website, katietrop.net, and it is right up there for you to check out. Along with, if you are into sports gambling at all, you can hit the Sports Talk with Trop tab on katietrop.net. That will take you to my Sports Talk with Trop page. And then right at the top of there, you will see a banner that says Sports Talk with Trop's preferred sports books. And you could go ahead and click on there and find out all the sports books I am affiliated with and gamble your life away there if you so choose to do so in participating states. Anyways, today's show is pretty much going to be all about baseball because, you know, it's 4th of July weekend. So we don't have anything really going on with the NBA other than some free agency moves, but nothing earth-shattering to report. You know, there's no fight going on this weekend, so don't have to talk about that. We are 2 weeks away, though, from NFL training camps beginning, so that's pretty cool to know that we've got football right around the corner, but that doesn't mean anything because it's still pretty fucking quiet right now with football. So that means today's episode is going to be all about baseball. So let's get into the week that was of baseball. Beginning on Tuesday, the Baltimore Orioles, like I keep saying, this team is getting it done in many different ways. And now they have a starting pitcher who is finally starting to come to fruition, a young guy that they have brought up in the ranks, and they've been hoping he was going to become something, and that is Grayson Rodriguez. He's actually been having a very, very solid season, but he's really starting to get going right now. Baltimore did get a big win over the Seattle Mariners, 2-0, and Grayson Rodriguez, he pitched 6 1/3 innings with 8 strikeouts. That brings him up to 10-3 on the season, so he's just really become a really solid guy right behind Corbin Burns in this starting pitching lineup for the Baltimore Orioles. And then also on Tuesday night, the Philadelphia Phillies it doesn't matter that Bryce Harper and Schwarber are on the injured list right now because Trey Turner is back and this guy is just taking off. And the Phillies beat the Cubs 6-4, and that was in huge part to Trey Turner, who had 2 home runs, 4 RBIs. It's going to be pretty crazy once Harper and Schwarber get back. You got Turner, who already was kind of getting hot again from coming back from the injured list, and then you add these two guys in. Look out for the Philadelphia Phillies. I mean, they've been pretty much one of the top teams in baseball all season long, but this team just has so many fucking weapons, and they have 2 of their big offensive producers on the injured list, and they're still getting it done. But, you know, Trey Turner is he's definitely one of the top players in the league, and you are finding out why with those 2 home runs. Then on Wednesday, we do not talk a lot about the Oakland A's on here because they suck. They are a terrible team. We really only discuss that they are moving to Las Vegas, actually Sacramento for a couple years, and then to Las Vegas. But they actually had something to discuss on Wednesday night. They smashed the Los Angeles Angels 5-0, and this was in Oakland, so in front of like 5 people in their crowd. But starting pitcher Joey Estes, he is a rookie, by the way. He pitched a complete game shutout, 92 pitches. So that is what you call a Maddox, where you can pitch a shutout under 100 pitches, which is what he did. And that's always a big deal. And he is the first Oakland A's pitcher to do this since 2021. So, you know, not only is that a big deal, but the Oakland A's, we finally are able to talk about this shitty ass team because that is a that's a big deal. But knowing the Oakland A's, they will probably trade Joey Estes away by the trade deadline because that's just kind of how they do. They get a good player and they're like, get this dude out of here. Send him somewhere else and we'll take nothing in return. A bag of fucking Ruffles. That's all we need, yo. But, hey, we got to talk about the A's for a couple of seconds there. And then Thursday night, the Arizona Diamondbacks smashed the Los Angeles Dodgers 9-3 and actually took the series as well. But that's not who we're talking about. We are talking about Christian Walker, who just absolutely dominates the Los Angeles Dodgers, and I am here for it as a Dodgers hater. Christian Walker had 2 home runs and 3 RBI on Thursday night. In game 1 of this series, on Tuesday night, he had a home run. And then game 2 on Wednesday night, he also had 2 home runs. And then so in last night's game, game 3, he added 2 more home runs. So that puts him at 5 home runs in that series alone. But here is the ownage that Christian Walker has on the Dodgers. He has 19 career home runs versus the Dodgers. So I kind of feel like the Dodgers need to learn how to walk this dude. Although, don't be shocked, because it sounds like Christian Walker has the potential to be traded away at the trade deadline, because the Diamondbacks really aren't doing much this season. And he is a high-value player. And he does definitely put some butts in the seats for this team, and he's definitely been a solid player since his come up with the Diamondbacks. But I wouldn't be shocked to see him get traded at the deadline, and I wouldn't be shocked to see him get traded to the Los Angeles Dodgers, because that sounds like that's the only way they're going to get this guy to stop hitting home runs against them. And with that being said, since we are at basically the halfway point of the baseball season, let's just kind of recap and see where everybody's at in their divisions and who's leading the divisions and the wild cards right now. Let's begin with the American League East. Right now, Baltimore has a 2-game lead up over the New York Yankees. And, you know, both of these teams are actually playing very similar to each other. Right now, the Yankees are reeling. They are in an absolute slump over the last about 2-3 weeks now. But Baltimore has had their moments as well, so I still think these two teams balance each other out, and this is going to be a battle for the American League East all the way till the bitter end. And really, you can't count out a couple other teams to make a solid run for their money, if you will, at the end, but definitely expect the Orioles and the Yankees to basically be interchanging this American League East spot, the top spot, basically on a regular basis, I believe. Then the American League Central right now, the Cleveland Guardians have a 6-game lead over the Minnesota Twins. You know, that's a pretty good solid lead right now, but the Twins are also very capable of getting going, but I pretty much expect the Guardians to take this division. And then in the American League West, right now the Mariners only have a 2-game lead over the Houston Astros, who have won like 12 of their last 14. So look out for the Houston Astros. This is the last team anybody wants to get going, because we all know what the Houston Astros do in the postseason, and that is just fucking win. And they have a whole bunch of veterans who are capable of putting it together in the second half, and this division is not sewed up by the Seattle Mariners. As a matter of fact, the Mariners, to me, are way too streaky. You know, the Astros, they just started off the season shitty, but now are looking to get on a roll. Would not be shocked to see Houston just absolutely demolish this division, because we all know the Rangers ain't going to do shit, because that's been one of the worst teams in baseball to watch this season. And then the American League wild card right now is looking like New York Yankees, Minnesota Twins, and the Boston Red Sox. So as I said, with the American League East, you gotta keep on notice with the Boston Red Sox. Even though they aren't as stacked as the Orioles or the Yankees, don't overlook them. And you really can't overlook the Toronto Blue Jays either. Even though they're having some issues, that there's a second half to go of baseball, and literally anything can change in the second half of baseball. You can be looking at Baltimore right now, or Philadelphia. Both of those teams are top of the pack right now, looking fantastic, looking like they are ready for a World Series run, and then all of a sudden they just have a really bad September and they barely hang on to their division, and all of a sudden they're the wild card team. And then some random ass team like the Red Sox just gets on a major ass roll and then all of a sudden wins the World Series. I mean, that shit happens all the time. Now, turning to the National League, National League East right now, the Philadelphia Phillies have a 9-game lead over the Atlanta Braves. You know, that's not shocking at all, because, A, the Phillies are one of the best teams, if not the best team in the league right now. Atlanta has not lived up to anything, plus they've had a lot of bad injuries to a lot of their good players. But excuses aside, with injuries or anything, the Phillies are just a stacked-ass team, and I don't expect them to lose this division at all, especially with a 9-game lead right now. And then the National League Central, right now the Milwaukee Brewers have a 6-game lead over the St. Louis Cardinals, who are starting to streak. And the Cardinals are one of those type of teams where you look at them and they're like, they start to get hot in the second half, and they've done this before. They've actually won a World Series where they started off the first half kind of meh, and then they just took this second half push, then just started demolishing people in the playoffs, and then they just magically won a World Series. It happens, folks. And, you know, the Brewers have maintained a pretty steady lead over in the Central Division, but you cannot let your guard down with the St. Louis Cardinals. Historically, this team has always been known to make a playoff run, so the Brewers better not overlook them. But overall, I think the Brewers are the better team between the two. And then, of course, in the National League West, who else has the lead? The stupid-ass Dodgers have a 6.5 game lead over the San Diego Padres. I kind of think that's going to stick because the National League West is just trash besides the Dodgers. I mean, the Padres, they've had their moments, but they're not consistent at all. The Giants, as a Giants fan, I'm here to say they're terrible. And then you take a look at the Diamondbacks, they're terrible. And then you take a look at the Colorado Rockies, they're one of the worst teams in the league. So pretty much the Dodgers, it looks like they are going to be smooth sailing once again to winning the National League West. And then the National League Wild Card right now is dominated by the Atlanta Braves, the San Diego Padres, and the St. Louis Cardinals. So that's how we are looking right now, headed into the second half of the baseball season. And with that being said, now let's get to the Trop 5. Today's Trop 5 is going to revolve around basically my favorite player in the game today, and that is Aaron Judge. He is just, to me, this is, I say what I'm about to say, it is the highest fucking honor I could be saying to any athlete ever, and that is what I feel like we're watching with Aaron Judge is kind of similar to how I felt when I watched Kobe Bryant play. We are just watching greatness. This guy is, to me, Aaron Judge is so fucking good for the game of baseball. And he's not the only guy, but it's just, I love watching his game. When I watch, even if the Yankees, like last year, how terrible they were before he got injured, I loved just watching because I like watching Aaron Judge play. He is just so fun to watch at bat. You never know what he's going to do. Then defensively, he's also excellent as well. And I just think he's a fantastic player for baseball. He is so good, in my opinion, for baseball. And I also love that he is just killing it and doing something we have never seen since basically like the days of Willie Mays and Hank Aaron, you know, like he's taken it back that far because, you know, the steroid era, while we had some good moments with it, and, you know, I always say I do not blame any of them. I don't pat them on the back for what they did, but you also cannot blame really anybody in the steroid era because it was something encouraged on every single level of the sport from top to bottom. And so it's kind of hard to not fall into doing it, but also, yes, it was wrong. And so when you look at what Aaron Judge is doing now, you go, damn, this guy is actually doing it without the juice. He's just doing it in such a, it just is so much fun, in my opinion, at least to watch Aaron Judge. And I've personally enjoyed his entire career from the jump. And I really hope he continues to dominate at the level he's been dominating at. But with that being said, since I've just loved watching Aaron Judge and the respect I have for him and his career, I decided today's Trop 5 is going to be the Trop 5 Greatest Yankees Sluggers. And that's just because you actually have quite a few sluggers to choose from. Now, the criteria for this is legit sluggers. This has nothing to do, so no pitchers are going to, well, there's a half pitcher, and you all know who I'm talking about, but there's a half pitcher involved in here. But there's not going to be, you're not on here because of your defensive skills. You're not on here for anything other than being a straight-up slugger, an offensive, dominating motherfucker who just changed the game, who captivated everybody, because no matter what anybody says, when you're watching baseball, we all fucking love to see a home run. There is nothing more exciting, in my opinion, than watching a home run. As a matter of fact, if you ask me if I could either catch or pass the game-winning touchdown or slam dunk or hit a home run, because I can't do any of those three things in sports, or knock a motherfucker out, like in UFC or boxing, if I could do any one of those four things, I am taking hitting a home run every fucking time. Because, A, hitting a home run is more difficult than any of those things. But, B, it is just something else just to watch a mother. Just even watching, like, Aaron Judge in batting practice. I am, like, I love when I've got it on, like, MLB Network, and they're just talking pregame shit, and they just put it on Aaron Judge while he is at batting practice, and he's just cranking and yanking. It is so much fun to just watch this dude hit them out the park that I wish I could fucking do that shit. And so that's why we're doing the top five greatest Yankee sluggers, because it is fun to watch motherfuckers hit it out of the home run, hit it out of the park. And real talk, with what Aaron Judge is doing, yes, he makes my top five. That's how much respect I have for Aaron Judge. And like I said, this was a list I probably could have done a top 10, but I just whittled it down to top five. So here are my top five greatest Yankee sluggers, beginning at number five. And that would be Joe DiMaggio. He played for the Yankees from 1936 to 1951 as a center fielder. His career stats are he batted a .325, 2,214 hits, 361 home runs, and 1,537 RBI. He is a nine-time World Series champion, so that definitely matters. He is a three-time MVP. He is a two-time batting champion, two-time home run champion, two-time RBI champion, and he also has, which still stands to this day, a 56-game hit streak record. Now, we all know the thing about Joe DiMaggio. Not only was he an excellent baseball player, but he also was a huge celebrity. I mean, he was married to Marilyn Monroe, for Christ's sake, so they were the fucking Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift of their era, basically. He captivated the world in that way. But and overall, Joe DiMaggio is legit one of the greatest, just hands down, all around baseball players. But as far as sluggers goes, I had to put him at five, which is very shocking. But I'm just talking sluggers. And DiMaggio, he definitely was a slugger, excellent hitter, but he was more known for his all-around game and not just being a slugger, which is why he's at five. Because I know some people are like, hey, you're going to put him that low. But as far as sluggers goes, I don't think he's better than the four above him. Now, at number four on my top five greatest Yankee sluggers, Aaron Judge. He is with the Yankees beginning in 2016 and currently with them as an outfielder. Right now, his career stats are he's batting average .285, 944 hits, 289 home runs, and 655 RBI. He has won an MVP. He was Rookie of the Year. He's a three-time Silver Slugger Award winner, two-time home run leader, one-time RBI leader. And then he also has a record for the most home runs by a rookie, which was 52 home runs by a rookie. And then he also, of course, has the American League record for most home runs in a season with 62, which he just did a couple years ago, and is on pace to do it again, y'all. He is potentially going to break his own motherfucking record, or maybe Barry Bonds' record, which would just be insane. But that is why this dude is on here. He also was the first rookie to 45 home runs, first rookie to 100 RBI, and first rookie to 100 home runs. All three of those at the same time, first rookie to do that. And then he was the fastest to 60 home runs in 197 games, fastest to 250 home runs in 810 games. So, you know, Aaron Judge has even more potential to be even greater. And like I said, I respect the dude so much that as far as slugging goes and just straight up hitting, yeah, I put him above Joe DiMaggio, and he could potentially keep moving up this list depending on how the rest of his career goes. You know, he still has potential to win championships. He still has potential to show us what he's got going into the postseason. He has yet to play in a World Series, so we don't know what he's got when it comes to winning a World Series at all. So we have so much more of Aaron Judge to go that I'm just looking forward to it. And he already, I mean, like I just said, Joe DiMaggio's career home runs are .361. Aaron Judge is at .289. Okay, so like, He's definitely going to, if he keeps at the pace he's at, obviously you can't factor in injuries or any type of shit like that. But Aaron Judge is well on pace to go way over what Joe DiMaggio hit, at least home run wise. So, Aaron Judge is absolutely on this list. But at number four, but, you know, who knows what happens with the end of his career. He could be top three, top two, or even number one. And then at number three on my top five greatest Yankee sluggers, Lou Gehrig. Was a Yankee from 1923 to 1939. He was a first baseman. His career numbers, he batted a .340 with 2,721 hits, 493 home runs, 1,995 RBI. He is a seven-time World Series champion. He is a two-time MVP. He also has taken a triple crown in 1934. By the way, Aaron Judge on pace to potentially get a triple crown this year. Another thing that Aaron Judge could potentially add to his already stellar resume. But anyways, back to Lou Gehrig. He also was a one-time batting champion, a three-time home run champion, and a five-time RBI champion. He also has a four home run game back on June 3rd of 1932. He hit four home runs in one game, which is very, very, very rare. I believe only three players total, including Gehrig, have done that. He also consistently hit. He hit 100 runs and 100 RBI 13 seasons straight. So he either got that mark or above that mark for 13 straight seasons. So Lou Gehrig, that's what he did. He hit like a motherfucker and was one of the greatest to ever do it when it came to just straight up hitting the baseball. Then at number two on my top five greatest Yankee sluggers, Mickey Mantle. He played for the Yankees from 1951 to 1968 as a center fielder. His career numbers, batting average of .298, 2,415 hits, 536 home runs, and 1,509 RBI. When you look at other people's lists, a lot of people have Mickey Mantle behind Gehrig. To me, Mickey Mantle is just pure hitting. That's what the dude did. When you actually like kind of just look up their careers and just Mickey Mantle, that's what he was known for. That's what he did. He was a slugger. And as a matter of fact, Mickey Mantle's numbers could be even greater than what they are now. It's just he suffered quite a few injuries throughout his career, and that's really what hindered some of his numbers. But then again, you look at his numbers, and you're like, well, 536 home runs, that's not really fucking hindering. Especially when I said Lou Gehrig, 493, Joe DiMaggio, 361. So, I mean, like 536 home runs, that is stellar. Mickey Mantle is a seven-time World Series champion, three-time MVP. He also is a Triple Crown winner in 1956. By the way, if you don't know what the Triple Crown is, that means you led the league in batting average, home runs, and RBI. It's just, it's an extremely rare feat, and when you do it, it's got to be acknowledged. And Mickey Mantle, of course, was one person to accomplish this feat. He also was a one-time batting champion, four-time home run champion, and a one-time RBI leader. So Mickey Mantle, to me, he just was a slugger. That dude is just the definition of slugger. When you actually look at the stats and you just look at his career and actually just kind of look at what he was most known for when he was playing. Now, number one on my top five greatest Yankee sluggers, it's the easiest. It's always easy to put Babe Ruth at number one. I mean, it's not fucking difficult. If you do research on baseball, you just can't do it. Babe Ruth is the greatest to ever fucking do it. Still, to this day, it doesn't matter that he was a Yankee from 1920 to 1934. It doesn't matter if it was over 100 fucking years ago that Babe Ruth played. This guy dominated the sport like no other. Still, to this day, it is crazy. The stats he's got, it's just nuts. And I'm not even going to tell you every stat this dude's got. He was, of course, an outfielder. He did play starting pitching for a brief period of time. But for the most of his career, he actually was a slugger. This is the definition of slugger, of baseball, of superstar. He was the first to do it, and nobody has done what Babe Ruth has ever done. He batted a career at batting average of .342, 2,873 hits, 714 home runs, which at the time of his retirement was the all-time leading home run king. And it didn't get broken for many, 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 many fucking years until Hank Aaron broke it. And then Barry Bonds broke it. So it's just like, man, like that lasted so fucking long. And that's just what he did. And then he also had 2,214 RBI as well. Babe Ruth, 7-time World Series champion, MVP, 1-time batting champion, 12-time home run champion. 12-time. Let me say it again. 12-time. There is no other way to put it. That's a slugger. 12 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 times. He was a home run champion of the entire fucking American League. Also a 5-time RBI champion. He was the first to 50 home runs, first to 60 home runs, and first to 500 career home runs. There is no greater slugger on the face of this planet, not just as a Yankee, but on the face of this planet, greater than Babe Ruth. Nobody. Not even Aaron Judge. That's why I'm like, it's going to be really... Aaron Judge has to go on the greatest, most insane tear of his life to surpass Babe Ruth. I mean, that's just really, really how insanely amazing a baseball player Babe Ruth was. And the hands-down definition of a slugger. 12-time home run champion. 12 times! That is so hard to do. And like I said, this Yankees list, this was just a Yankees list. I could have done sluggers from all over, from all teams and all eras and everything, but no, it was just Yankees. I decided to just whittle it down to that because they've had so many great Yankees, period. But sluggers, man, these guys are great. And it's going to be interesting to see how Aaron Judge's career pans out. I obviously, like I said, he is my favorite player in the league today. You ask me who my favorite baseball player is to watch, I love Aaron Judge. And I am a San Francisco Giants fan, y'all, but Aaron Judge is just great for the game. I just love watching him play. When he's up to bat, it's just, love watching the dude play. So I'm excited to see what he's got the rest of his career. I hope we get to see him have a great playoff run, make it to a World Series or two, become a champion. I'd love to see him hit a triple crown just because he's such an excellent baseball player, and he's just great for the game. There is, unless you hate the Yankees, there is no reason to hate Aaron Judge. The dude is great for the sport of baseball. So I thank you, Aaron Judge, for everything you do. I respect the fucking shit out of your game. And I hope you move up this list. I'd love to see you be better than Babe Ruth, but I think even you know. Are you going to be the 12-time home run champ 12 years in a row, homie? Because if you can, that would be fucking dope. But I don't know. You're going to be pretty old by then. Just saying. In baseball years, you're going to be pretty old by then. But anyways, y'all enjoy the rest of the weekend of sports. And I will talk to you fools on Monday.